Arrhythmias, where the heart fails to beat in a coordinated way, are very common. The dangerous ones can be managed with devices that shock the heart into coordinated beating, known as ICDs. Now, a new type of ICD is being used at Johns Hopkins and a few other centers. Alan Chang, an expert in the heart's electrical system who's using the new device at Hopkins, describes how it works.
Everything is outside the chest. There's nothing in the veins. There's nothing in the heart. The way we implant these things is we put it under the skin, right near the armpit area, and then we tunnel this lead basically under the skin all the way across, so it sandwiches the heart in that sense. So it provides the same protection without needing to put this lead into the heart.
Chang says the non-invasive character of the implant is attractive, but the device is still larger and the battery life shorter than the older type of device. He says the decision on which ICD is best must be made jointly with physician and patient. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.